Welcome to our Monday morning B2B Business Solutions training call. This is Mark Riches hosting the call from Cookeville, Tennessee. It's December 9th, 2019. We're almost a third of the way through the month of December. Exciting things happening. December is always our biggest production month of the year, and it's really because of the folks that are on this call this morning, the Business Solution team. They're out there doing these amazing enrollments, and I just love seeing on our Facebook page all the success stories that are happening all across North America. A lot of good identity theft workshops and enrollments going on. And I just want to, first of all, commend everyone for plugging in on the call this morning, especially during the holiday season. I know things get busy. I want to extend a special welcome to all of our new associates. We had about 14 new associates join the team last week. A special welcome to each of them. We've got standing by today an incredible call. We've got Ms. Stephanie Panchishan, one of our top producers, joining us from Dallas. And also our featured trainer today will be Mr. Mike Riches, also joining us from the North Dallas market. We're super excited to have him on the call, and I hope you have a pen and paper and ready to take some notes. It's going to be a power-packed call. I just want to make a few quick announcements, and then I'll get out of the way. First of all, our book of the month is How to Be Rich by Larry Smith. You can click on the link on the main login page in our Success Team back office. It's a great book. I just started reading. I'm through the first chapter. I received my book on Saturday. But if you haven't ordered it yet, be sure to do so. Also, you can listen to the Thursday night playback, leadership call playback, because we had Mr. Larry Smith on there sharing some great insights from the book. And if you listen to that call, you'll definitely want to order the book. It's just power-packed with financial success secrets. We want our team to make a lot of money. We also want you to keep a lot of money. And Larry shares some of the things he's learned over the years about saving and investing and you know, generating money, making your money make money. And that's what the gist of that book talks about. We had an incredible webinar last Tuesday featuring Mike Riches, where he kind of talked about closing out the year 2019 and then setting goals for a powerful 2020. It was an incredible event. We are just editing it right now, and it'll be up on the back office in the playback of our webinar area in the next few days. So be looking for that. If you missed the live webinar, if you attended the live webinar, put a little post on Facebook. I thought it was just an incredible job Mike did, and I think it was just an incredible webinar, and I appreciate all those that plugged into it. Our last B2B webinar for the year, it was on the calendar for December 20th. We're actually going to move that to this Wednesday, December 11th. So that registration link should update in the back office, and you'll be able to go on there and register for, I see it's already updated, so Wednesday, December 11th, 10 a.m. That's this Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's our business to B2B employee benefit certification webinar. This allows you to go through, we have an online training, about 14 hours of power-packed information on marketing business solutions, marketing the Legal Shield and ID Shield as an employee benefit. And then this is the final stage of that certification process, a live webinar. It has a Q&A, and Mr. Mike Riches has been just so gracious in hosting that and helping get our team certified to go out and market Legal Shield as an employee benefit. And our final one of the year, again, this Wednesday. So if you haven't gone through that yet, be sure to register. You can click on the registration link in the back office. It's Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Okay, I want to take the call now to Ms. Stephanie Panchishan. She's joining us live this morning from Dallas, Texas. She's a top producer. And Stephanie, I know you recently did an identity theft workshop. We'd love to hear about your success in doing that and any tips that you want to share with the team this morning. Thanks for being on.
Oh, absolutely. I am very pleased to be on the call this morning. So good morning, everyone. One of the markets that I've had some pretty good success with here is kind of an untapped market, so I wanted to share that with you guys. And it's the active senior community. active senior community, meaning, you know, it's a community, a housing residence where they've got 55 and older of independent living. So retirement or independent living, it's really easy to Google, right? You can Google active senior community, active senior living, or active senior retirement community. Here's why. These folks are being targeted in a big way. You know, we used to say minors are being targeted. That's one of the five areas of identity theft. And that's true. They still are being, but we could actually add seniors to that list now. And the feedback that where I've gotten this information has actually been some of the folks that I work with at some of the police departments, and which is one of the ways that I got in the door. So in any case, here's what's happening with seniors right now. They're being targeted in a big way for identity theft, and they do need the education and resources. And they're relying on police departments for help when the police departments have their hands tied. They can't. There's a lot they cannot do. So that being said, like I said, one of my sources was the police department. And how this all came about is I was working with one of the lieutenants on setting up an enrollment for their very small and new police department. And when I had gone through basically the decision-maker meeting with him, he kind of rolled his eyes and said, yeah, I'm familiar with identity theft. And, you know, sometimes you think, ooh, is that a good comment or a bad comment? Or he thinks this is, you know, what's happening here? And I said, well, tell me a little bit more about that. And he goes, well, because I know it's important. We have to work with a lot of seniors in our area that are dealing with identity theft. And I said, oh, is that right? You know, tell me a little bit more about that. What's going on with them? And so that's how the conversation progressed. So not only was, you know, I able to start working with the small police department, but then they wanted to get me into one of their fraud presentations that they were planning on doing. And so here's my point to you. If people are, you know, if you're talking with, whether it's an individual or a decision maker, and they bring up another source, you know, write that down, make a note of it. It might not be the perfect time for that conversation right then, but circle back to it. So when he had mentioned senior community, of course I'm thinking, well, I can help. We can help. That's what we do. So keep circling back to that. You know, pay attention to those leads, right? So the lieutenant at the police department, once we did the enrollment for him, he was more than happy to start talking about, you know, talking with the board and the HOA for the senior community that they have to work frequently. It did take some follow-up, right? But once we got the board's approval, it was only a week and a half from the time we got the approval to the time we did the identity theft workshop. And here was the other cool thing, too, about working with the police department, is because I had spoken with the lieutenant and he signed up for, you know, the identity theft plan and the legal plan, then it became more of a, you know, a true workshop, right, where it wasn't just like if you're going to your chamber of commerce or something and it's an educational where you're not really talking about our plan, that, I mean, you know, the plans that we offer afterwards, right? So this, he was like, yes, absolutely, want you to offer the identity theft protection plan and go ahead and offer the legal plan as well. So that was pretty exciting. I did modify for the senior community, just if this is something that you're interested in, I did modify the workshop a little bit to really target things that they're going through, the different types of scams that they're going through. And, of course, a lot of this information came from the guys at the police department, right? So it's just being aware of what's going on in your community, how they're being targeted, and like some of the ways that the seniors are being targeted, the Identity Theft Protection Plan is not going to help them. You know, if someone calls them and says, you know, they're going to offer a service, and they're asking the individual to send them a bunch of gift cards or bitcoins or things like that. Well, once that button is pushed, it's done. So what we want to do is educate the community, and they're just craving this education. They have more than, I'm finding, more than when we go into, you know, our regular enrollments. They know lots of people that have been targeted, and quite possibly they've been targeted themselves. And keep in mind, this is a, you know, it's a voluntary workshop, right? So I had to kind of cross my fingers and hope for the best. But they're really craving this information. And if you do go through a police department, they're more than willing to help, you know, because they know that these communities are needing help, and it's going to help them. So basically, like I said, the key point is they need the education. Some of the areas aren't going to help them, but that's what it's all about, right? We want to educate them. We want to offer the plan. And the feedback was pretty extraordinary, right? Well, let me back up for a little bit. So when we sent out the flyer with the RSVP, I had only had 4 people sign up for the workshop. And I thought, oh, my goodness, is this even going to be worth going out to, right? Well, when I got there, there was 20. It was a 19 or 20, I can't remember. But in any case, you know, some of them were couples, some of them were singles. And so lots of things went wrong that probably didn't need to go wrong. But here's the thing. When you're confident in yourself and you make the best of it, we ended up having a fantastic presentation. There was lots of really good feedback, and lots of referrals came from that. And in addition, the community wants to set up another workshop based on, you know, the success of this one, and thinking that, yeah, there's probably a lot of people that did not get to attend. We need to do another round, right? And so out of those 20 that came, 6 families became protected for both the legal and the identity theft plan. So I guess if you're looking for markets, if you're, of course, stick with the markets that you have too, but be aware of that. Be aware of any community, that's going to need our help and education. So with that, I am going to turn the call back over to you, Mr. Riches.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Congratulations on that. What an exciting time. And, you know, it just goes to show there's so many companies out there and groups just like that, which is not really a company, just an organization that you can get in front of, and they are excited about offering these benefits and these services to their members and their employees. So thanks again for hopping on the call this morning and sharing that and motivating all of us to get out and talk to more companies and more businesses and organizations. Well, I'm very excited about our Tennessee Success Academy coming up this Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th. We have got a power-packed agenda. It's going to be really focused on team building and expanding your organization. And the theme is really that our 2020 International Expansion Plan. We're going to roll out a plan of mass exposure to help each one of you that attend earn a six-figure income. That's going to be the goal, is to help you qualify for executive director. We're going to be laying out exactly what it takes to build an executive director organization with Legal Shield, how to qualify for executive director every month consistently, and, of course, earn a six-figure income. And I'm really going to be excited to be joined by Mr. Jim Tanner, Mr. Chris Evans, Chris Corley, Adam Thompson, and Jim Tanner's wife, Danielle, is coming, doing an incredible training segment as well. We've got several other people that are going to be participating, and we hope that you're there. If you're not registered yet, be sure to register. We're almost sold out, and be sure that you've got a hotel registered. Tennessee Tech is our local college, and that's their graduation that weekend, and so most of the hotels are sold out already. But we want to help you find a hotel. If there's anything we can do to do that, please let us know. You can also post on our Success Team Facebook page. Well, I'm really excited about our featured trainer this morning. Of course, I'm biased to Mr. Mike Riches. He's my younger brother. But Mike has just done an amazing job since he joined Legal Shield over a decade ago. He has reached the level of $200,000 income earner. He's earned several million dollars with the company. He's, of course, qualifies for executive director every month. And he also plays a very vital role at Legal Shield in really assisting all of us. And so I hope you understand that behind the scenes, Mike is very active. He serves on several committees and boards with Legal Shield. He's in Ada, Oklahoma multiple times a month, basically, and just helping us develop training systems. He's handled all those incredible webinars that Legal Shield has had available. Those are all put together by Mike and organized by him, and we just appreciate him so much. And then to take time away from his family, and he only has a half a family. He has five kids, so I joke with him a lot that that's a half a family. But he is an amazing individual, and he takes time away from his business and away from his family and away from all the things that he likes to do to help each of us build our business. And I hope you're grateful like I am for that. He's an amazing trainer. I hope you have a pen and paper and ready to take some notes of the things he shares with us in his final training segment of the year, 2019. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Well, fantastic, Mark. Thank you very much. Hey, thank you to Stephanie for the update there on those workshops. That was just great to hear. And again, I felt this way last week, too, with Mr. Chris Evans, that sometimes it pays just to think outside the box a little bit. And, you know, who can we get this message in front of? I think Chris did a great job talking about that last week. If you missed that call, that is absolutely one that I would recommend that you go back and listen to. And Stephanie echoed that same principle this morning with what she shared. So thank you to her. And thank you to each of you for taking some time out of your Monday morning to join us here. Those of you who are on live, I know we've got folks listening to this on playback as well. Of course, we want to welcome you. And it is an exciting time of year. It's my favorite time of year, personally. I mean, for personal reasons. I love celebrating Christmas. I love all the traditions and all the things that go along with that, the time that we get to spend as a family. This is a time of year that I'll go volunteer at my kid's school, and I love doing that. We love going caroling, and I could spend the entire call this morning telling you the reasons that I love the Christmas season. I won't do that, but I will tell you that it is a great time of year. I hope that you're enjoying this holiday season. From a business standpoint, this is an incredible time of year as well. I know I talked about this on last week's call. I talked about that on the webinar. It's a great time to be meeting with decision makers. It's a fantastic time to be writing business, to be doing enrollments and signing people up, getting them set up. Some of those are going to be effective immediately. Some will not be effective until January 1st, the memberships, that is. But either way, you know, you're protecting people and you're giving them empowerment and peace of mind. And I just love that. I love the receptiveness of the market. It's not like there's ever a bad time of year for these products. I mean, we're going to get pretty high participation no matter when we're enrolling. But I just really think that there's a spike in December as far as people signing up for this membership, which is a good thing. Because for you and me, this is an important time of year to be thinking about production. I just recorded a little segment for the group scoop that'll come out later this morning, but I'll just share with you. I talked about two modules on LS Engage that you need to be aware of. When you log into LS Engage and you scroll down a little bit, you're going to see two modules that are both very important. One is the Business Solutions Incentive module. And that's going to show you your business solution premium that you've written this year. So that's the first column. It says actual premium dollars, and it shows you how much you've written this year. And then what those rows are, those are the bonus levels when you hit one of those amounts. So, for example, if you were at $5,000 in premium this year, and you look, there's a bonus of $1,100 at $5,400. Or maybe you're at $7,000 in premium. Well, you look, if you hit $7,500 before the end of the year, there's a $1,650 bonus. You have to go over to the Q4, the fourth quarter. That's obviously, we're in the fourth quarter, so those are the bonus amounts that you would get. But some of you need to look at that because you're close to one of those bonuses. And I would hate to get to January and you look back, you're like, oh, man, if I had just written a couple more memberships, I would have got a $1,000 bonus or you know, whatever the bonus is. It's worth knowing where you're at and taking that into consideration, getting to those next bonus levels before the end of the year. Some of you, because you've got a lot of January 1st business, some of you might get two or three different bonus levels before the end of the year, and that's obviously very exciting. The other module that I'll just call your attention to is the B2B leaderboard, B2B leaderboard, and that's going to show you the top 10 producers as of right now in the entire company. But if you look on there, and if your name is on the top 10 producers, then that's fantastic. But even if you're not one of the top 10 producers, that is going to show you your rank. And so whatever that rank is, you want to be aware of it because next year they're going to, for the first time ever, roll out a program based on rank. And it's going to be for the top 100 associates, they're calling that their Emerald Elite Level. That's for number 1 through number 100. And that, you know, the Emerald Elite's going to have special concierge services. They'll have increased bonus opportunities. They're still adding things to what's going to be included as an Emerald Elite. But if you're close to 100, it's worth making a push to get into that top tier, which we've got a lot of people who are. The next tier is the Sapphire Elite. And that's number 101 to 250. Now, again, you want to know where you're at today because that's kind of your barometer. It is going to depend on where you close the year, though. This is at the end of December, December 31st, when all the numbers update. That's what they're going to look at. But those Sapphire Elites will have increased bonus opportunities as well. Everyone's going to have bonus opportunities. But if you're in one of those two top tiers, you'll have more bonus opportunities. It's kind of the way that they're looking at it. And I'm telling you, I've seen some of the stuff that they're planning, and you want to be a part of that. I mean, it's pretty exciting, the bonus dollars that they're going to put on the table for 2020. So just check those out. And again, I mentioned this is an important time of year. I guess, you know, when it comes to bonuses, it's important to be aware of that at all times, but especially as we close the year, be aware of kind of where you are with those bonus opportunities and again, your ranking so that you can get into those elite levels, if at all possible, before the end of December. And that's not my training this morning, but it does tie into my training. And what I want to talk about, I want to start just by kind of on that note of bonuses and incentives. I was thinking recently about all the different ways that we're compensated for this business, for the business that we write. When we go out and we sell a membership, or even when we recruit an individual and that individual sells a membership, there's no money in just recruiting. So if we recruit somebody, there's no money for that recruit except for if they go out and produce, which is one thing that, frankly, I love about this business. We don't get paid to just recruit a bunch of people. We only get paid if there's production. It's all based on the membership. It's all based on these powerful products that we're able to go offer. Somebody at the end of the day has to be selling memberships if we're gonna be compensated. But when we do sell a membership, there are just so many different ways that we get compensated. I mean, obviously, we get a commission for that membership, and if you receive an advance commission, that's going to be advanced all up front. If you don't take an advance, if you're paid as earned, you're still going to get the same commission amount. It'll just be spread out typically over 12 months. But that upfront commission is a big one. To me, maybe even more important than the upfront commission is the residual commission. And the residual commission is what you get on that membership every year for the rest of the life of the membership. Those residuals pay out for the life of that membership. And even if something happens to you and me, those residuals, we can will that to our family as well, so they can continue to get paid that residual income, which I think is pretty incredible. But we have, again, the upfront commissions, we have the residuals. I mentioned these bonuses, and we've got people that are earning tens of thousands of dollars in just bonuses, above and beyond their commissions, above and beyond their residuals, tens of thousands of dollars in bonus income. You know, when you look at those B2B bonuses, the incentives there, even Performance Club. I mean, I'm going to make a minimum just on my personal Performance Club of $500 a month. I'm going to make a minimum of $6,000 a year in just Performance Club. That's not including any override Performance Club or anything like that. Just my personal Performance Club, I'll make $6,000 a year just for hitting PC Pro every month. I mean, that's pretty darn incredible. That's just, you know, $6,000 a year. Again, that may not sound like a ton of money, but $6,000, I mean, if you saw it on the street, you'd bend over and pick it up. I mean, it is something. It's worth something. So, you know, think about that. Not only do we get those bonuses, but we have the opportunity to go on trips as well. In less than a month, I'm going to take two of my kids to Orlando, Florida, and we're going to go to Disney and enjoy that, and Legal Shield is paying for that trip. Now, I'm paying for one of my kids because it's you win a trip for you and one other, but that's pretty incredible. They'll pay for my hotel. They'll pay for my flight. They'll give, again, two of us, we get Disney tickets, which I didn't think that was necessarily a huge deal. That's maybe more expensive than the hotel. In fact, it is more expensive than the hotel for two people. Those Disney tickets are pretty high. So, you know, they're putting that out there. They're giving us a prepaid Visa card when we get there just to handle any kind of incidental expenses. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Legal Shield spends millions of dollars on those trips. And that's, again, that's all part of our compensation. Not only that, but I mean, there are other incentives as well. We get marketing dollars. I mean, I've got a whole wardrobe of Legal Shield attire that I bought with marketing dollars, and not to mention the supplies and stuff like that that we get. I mean, they've got other little programs that they'll put in place. You get miles, and I mean, the perks that we get and all of that. I mean, all of that's great, but when you look at just selling one membership, I mean, there are literally hundreds of dollars on the table for every membership that we sell. Having said that, when you add it all up, when you add up the commissions and the residuals and the bonus, and even if you take that trip and you kind of divide the value of that trip out over all of the memberships that you sell to earn one of those trips, I mean, altogether, that membership might be worth $500 to you and me. Now, that and maybe a little bit more than that if the member stays on for 20, 30 years. I mean, when you start to accrue that residual. But I think that you could safely say and conservatively say that $500 would be a pretty generous amount that you're getting per membership, okay? And I say that to say this. My training today, the actual topic that I want to cover, is 10 ways that our members benefit more than we do. And that is considering all the ways that we benefit, all the ways that we financially benefit when we market a membership. But I'm going to do a shout-out to Jamie Doucette this morning, who likes to do top 10 trainings. And I wanted to share with you 10 ways that the members can benefit more than we benefit. And I'm not talking necessarily about emotional value, which there is considerable emotional value when someone buys a membership. I mean, they have the peace of mind of knowing that they're covered. They have the feeling and sense of empowerment, which is very real, and it should be considered. And it should be something that we feel good about. There are people that will not call their provider law firm, but will use Legal Shield. They'll be on a phone call with somebody, you know, with a company, a warranty company, or a mechanic, you know, a repair shop, and they'll just say, I need to call my attorney, and that mechanic or that warranty company will hear those words and will change their tune. And all of a sudden, that member will have the extra muscle of having one of the best law firms in their state on their side. Now, they didn't have to necessarily call their provider law firm to have that feeling of empowerment or that peace of mind. I would argue that they used their membership, even though they didn't call the law firm, because having the membership allowed them to feel that way and to have that leverage and that extra muscle. But I'm not counting that. That's the emotional value of it, the sense of, again, peace of mind, empowerment, security, and safety, and I mean, all of those things are great, but I'm talking actual dollar amount. How do our members benefit more than we do? And here are just 10 ways that our members can benefit. Number 10, I'll kind of go in reverse order here. Number 10 is the family law. If any of our members use that family law portion of their membership, and the family law is going to include things like uncontested divorce, uncontested adoption, uncontested name change. And it's interesting, of those three, do you know which of those three is the most commonly used of those three features? And this might be a little surprising. It's the name change. It's people that are doing a name change for whatever reason. Maybe it's they've been divorced and they want to change their name back. Maybe it's an adoption situation, or there are a lot of different reasons why people want to change their name, which, again, can cost several hundred dollars if they're just paying an attorney directly. But if they've had their Legal Shield membership, and with this family law, they have to be on for 90 days before they use it. But if they've been on for 90 days, if they've had the membership for at least 90 days, they can get those done as long as it's uncontested. They can get it done free of charge. An uncontested divorce, Legal Shield can save a member about $1,200. It can save several hundred dollars in an uncontested adoption. Any of those three, though, if our members use it, and not every member is going to use every one of these top 10, but if our members were to use any one of those three family law issues, they're going to save more than $500. And again, $500 is what I'm using kind of as a benchmark, saying that's what we gain. If you add all the incentives and bonuses and all that in, we gain about $500. But if they use it for any one of those three, they're going to save more than $500, i.e. the member wins more than we do. They benefit more than we do. What about, and I'll just say on this note, even if it's a contested issue, so for example, someone's going through a contested divorce, they're going to get a 25% discount by using their Legal Shield membership. Now, they're going to have other benefits as well, because they're not going to have to worry about who to call. They're going to get access to one of the best law firms in their state that has been pre-qualified. All of that, again, has emotional value of not having to worry about those types of things. But then when they actually start working with that attorney, they're going to, if it's uncontested again, and they've been on 90 days, that's covered 100%. But even if it's contested and they're getting a 25% discount, it's not going to take long to save over $500. I mean, really, most divorces, if they're contested, are going to run $5 to $10 to $20 and even more $1,000. Well, if it's $5,000 on the low end of a contested divorce, and they get a 25% discount, they just saved well over $1,000. $1,250 is 25%. That's if the law firm doesn't give them more than a 25%. We're just going with the bare minimum. But again, they're saving more than we're gaining. They win more than we do. Number 9, contract review. If our members use that contract review portion of their membership, they will typically save over $500. Now, the actual attorney fees may not quite get to $500. You could get an attorney to review a 15-page contract, for example, for $400 or $450. So there it's going to be pretty close to again, if we are gaining 500. But when you consider the pitfalls that members can avoid by having those contracts and documents reviewed, think about all the savings that people have. I mean, there are people that have saved thousands of dollars in purchasing a home or hundreds of dollars in purchasing a new vehicle or, again, hundreds of dollars in cell phone contracts or different things that they sign because they sent those contracts to their law firm first. And the law firm came back and said, you know, I would recommend changing this verbiage, or, you know, they're hiding this in there, but it's a $750 fee. I remember, one story about a member that had a $750 prep fee on a new car that he was buying. And he sent that contract to his law firm. The attorney called back and said, that prep fee is basically a car wash. Now, I think they ought to give you the car clean, but $750 is a lot to pay for a car wash. He showed that member showed it to the dealership. The dealership said, oh, no, we can remove that. That's no big deal. Saved him $750. Again, the attorney fees are going to get close to $500 any time that you use the membership for a contract review. But when you consider the money that people save, hundreds, even thousands of dollars, on little verbiage that's changed, that some fine print that the attorney catches that you and I probably would not catch, there's no question that when our members use contract review, they benefit more than we do. Number 8, lawsuit defense. Again, this is something that not every member is going to use. But for those members who use it, there's no question that they're going to benefit more than we benefit. Again, if we kind of use $500 as a benchmark, it will not take long for them to save over $500. It'll only take a couple of hours, and they've saved more than $500 in using their lawsuit defense. Our members start with 60 hours their first year. That's what they start with in trial defense, and that covers them if the member or their spouse or significant other is sued. If they're named as a defendant in a lawsuit, then they've got 60 hours of attorney time already paid for in their defense. Now, as soon as they've been on for one full year, that doubles to 120. And that's not rollover, by the way, because if a member had the plan and used all 60 hours their first year, on their member anniversary date that second year, it would replenish to 120. So it's not rollover. That replenishes every year. Third year, it goes to 180, 180 hours. By the fifth year, it maxes out at 300 hours. Well, just think about the value of that. If you just use $300 an hour, which is about the average cost of an attorney in the United States, $300 an hour, again, they start their first year with 60. That's worth $18,000. It's like putting $18,000 immediately in a legal defense fund. By the time they get to year five, those 300 hours at $300 an hour, that's a $90,000 defense fund that they can tap into. Again, we're making about $500 when you consider everything altogether. But they start today with the potential to save $18,000 their first year and $90,000 by their fifth year. I mean, that member benefits way more than we do. And again, is every member going to go through a lawsuit? No, not every member is going to use all 10 of these things. But for those who do, man, they are saving thousands of dollars because they have their Legal Shield membership. That was number 8. Let's go to number 7 now. IRS issues. Specifically, an IRS audit. Did you know that our members have under their membership 50 hours of attorney time paid for in the event that they're named in an IRS audit? Now, that's broken down. They get so many hours, for initial consultation and then for preparation. And then if it actually goes into a representation. They get so many hours for that as well. But all told, it's 50 hours of attorney time to help them that would be covered 100% in the event that they're audited by the IRS. And that, again, take 50 hours times $300 an hour. That's 15 grand that they would potentially save by having Legal Shield, by just being a Legal Shield member. And if they have the home business supplement, that's something that we don't talk a ton about, but that's a great little supplement. If they have a business, and it's called the home business supplement, but it doesn't really matter where their business is. If they have a brick and mortar business, that's fine. I mean, if it is a work from home business, that's fine too, of course. But it does not have to be home based. The rule of what would qualify for that supplement is that they cannot have any employees outside of their immediate family. So if you've got a small business that just employs their immediate family, they would qualify to have that home business supplement for $9.95 a month, for less than 10 bucks a month, and that would cover them for business issues as well, including, and this is an important one, including the 1099 portion of their tax return. That's big. So if they're, the 1099, like the self-employed portion of their tax return, would be covered under that home business supplement. This is big for Legal Shield associates, frankly, because you want, and I said 1099, I meant Schedule C. You want that Schedule C to be covered on your taxes. Now, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a CPA. I'm not an attorney, so I'm not going to give you legal advice or anything like that this morning. I am going to tell you that you would want that Schedule C to be covered if you were audited by the IRS, but that's not covered under the base plan. You would need the home business supplement to cover that. It's only 10 bucks a month. But again, massive value there for our members. Think about small business owners that could buy our plan and have assistance there with their business. But I mean, really, just anybody, if they got audited by the IRS, would potentially save thousands of dollars just by using their Legal Shield plan. Number six, one of my favorite areas of the plan, is the speeding ticket coverage. I've used that several times since I signed up 17 and a half years ago. I always joke around and say, the only reason that I use it is just to make sure that it works, and that may or may not be true, but the reality is, if a member receives a speeding ticket and they have Legal Shield, all they have to do is use the Legal Shield app to take a picture of that ticket and then submit it, and it will go straight to their provider law firm. That provider law firm will then provide them a defense. And whether that means they have to go to court, whether that means they call the DA, that law firm is going to do whatever they can to help that ticket not go on the member's record. Now, we do need to be a little bit careful on this. We don't need to oversell this benefit. That's not a guarantee. I mean, if you're doing 100 miles an hour in a 25 school zone, there's probably not much they're going to be able to do for you on that. Some jurisdictions, and these are few and far between, but some jurisdictions, they don't work with law firms. So you can have an attorney, and there's just not a whole lot that they can do. But in the vast majority of cases, the provider law firm can work on your behalf, and they're really good at getting those tickets reduced so that they don't go on your record. Well, think about the value of that. Think about the value of one single ticket. Now, just having the attorney represent the member, you know, again, whether that's they go to court or whether that's, you know, making a phone call on their behalf or even just giving them advice, a member right there is going to save anywhere from $100 to $700 in having an attorney's assistance, and that's covered 100% under their membership, as long as they're properly licensed and insured, they're not under the influence in any way, shape, or form, those tickets are going to be covered. So they're going to save anywhere from $100 to $700 just in attorney fees, but think about how much they save on their insurance if they're able to keep those tickets off of their record, especially if they have teenage drivers, especially if they have a spouse who drives like a teenager. But there are some insurance companies who have said, one ticket, and we're going to raise your insurance rates. sometimes 40, sometimes $60 a month, sometimes even more. But even at $40 a month, just and that's typically for 39 months that they raise those rates. If you just take 40 times 39, that's $1,500, over $1,500 that member saves by keeping that ticket off their insurance. That's not even including the attorney fees. That's just what they save in auto insurance, $1,500 over the next 39 months. Again, we get about $500 from the membership. One ticket off their record could save them potentially $1,500. The member benefits more than we do. Number five, and this is one of my favorite, four and five kind of go together, but number five is legal advice. Just being able to pick up the phone and speak with an attorney and to ask any legal question they want, that member is going to benefit more than we do. If you call and talk to your provider law firm for 30 minutes, then that just saved you $150 to $200. If you only do that two or three times a year, you're already over the $500 that we make. You're going to save that. If a member does that, a member is going to save over $500 just calling and asking two or three questions a year. Not to mention what they might save by applying the advice that they get from the attorney. So, I mean, obviously the whole point of that is you can call an attorney and make more sound decisions. Well, that, I mean, people save tens of thousands of dollars because they talked to an attorney first, because they got some good advice from their attorney. They make better decisions, and again, that leads to saving hundreds, thousands, and even tens of thousands of dollars in some cases. But I'm talking, in this case, just the attorney fees. If they're just using that, you know, two or three times over the course of their membership, let alone per year, right? But if at any time in the time that they're a member, they use that two or three times for a quick consultation or 30-minute, just getting advice from the attorney, they saved more than $500. They benefit more than you and I benefit. By the same token, number four is advice that we can get on the identity theft plan. Did you know that with ID Shield, you can pick up the phone and speak to a licensed fraud investigator and just ask questions? If there's something that looks fishy, if you get a fishy email or something in the mail, just call and talk to a licensed investigator about that. And imagine the money that you can save by just avoiding the pitfalls that are out there by having that access to counsel and to good advice. I think it's pretty easy to get over $500 in value just from that, just from being able to speak to a licensed investigator. Not to mention raising someone's credit score. That's another thing that you can call and talk to a licensed investigator on. Hey, I want to raise my score. Do you have any advice, any tips on doing that? And if by putting into practice some of the advice, by doing some of the things that the licensed investigator advises you to do, you might be able to raise your credit score by 30 or 50 or even 100 points in some cases. And all that's going to do is save more money down the road. You're going to, if you buy a car and you finance that vehicle, you'll get a better rate. You'll get a better rate on anything that you finance because you have a better credit score. And I think you can see how that could very easily lead a member, by just getting some good advice from those licensed investigators, to save hundreds or even thousands of dollars by using their ID Shield membership. Number three, we go back to the legal plan, having a letter written on the member's behalf. This is one of my favorite areas of our plan. And again, it goes back to you get in one of these situations where you're not being treated fairly. Whoever you're talking to, your cell phone company, a warranty company, a landlord, whatever it is, where you just need a little extra legal muscle, that's what a letter from your law firm provides. I just want you to think about that for a second. What if your cell phone company today sent you a bill, and the bill was $50 more than it should be? If it was $50 more than it should be, what would you do? Now, you and I have Legal Shield, so that would be a little bit different for us. But what would the average person do if they got a bill from their cell phone company and it was $50 higher than it should be? There was a $50 charge on there of some kind. They would probably call, right? I mean, I think most people would probably pick up the phone, call their cell phone company. They would get, you know, some representative on, probably not from here, not from the United States. They would attempt to explain their case. They might even get so mad, and the representative, you know, they might do something about it, but they might not. So if they decided not to do anything about it, or if they said that there was nothing that they could do, then that person, the customer, is going to get even more upset. They're going to ask to talk to a supervisor. That person's not going to be able to help, so they're going to ask to talk to their supervisor, and so on and so forth. At some point, they might get somebody stateside on the phone. They might not. But then that person might not choose to help them as well. And they're going to go through all this frustration and turmoil. And at the end of the day, they might not be any better off. They might, the cell phone company might still say, no, that's a valid charge, even though the member knows that it's not. Well, what is the member going to do at that point? Most people, I'm going to tell you exactly what they're going to do. They're going to cuss and scream and yell and complain, and then they're going to pay that $50. Because it's easier just to pay the $50 than to have to go get a whole new cell phone agreement and be in breach of contract and all of that kind of stuff that people know about and they want to avoid. Well, it's for those types of issues and many, 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 many more that we have this letter portion of our plan. Because do you not think that that cell phone company is going to take a letter from that individual's law firm a lot more seriously than they would take the individual talking to them himself or herself? I mean, come on. That's what it's for. And I like to use this example of a $50 issue because, you know, when I'm doing like a presentation, because for if it was like a $5,000 issue, you might consider going and hiring an attorney, but you wouldn't do that for $50. Now, having said that, our members use this part of the plan for issues that are a lot more than $50 as well. So when a member gets a letter written from their law firm, they automatically save $300 to $500 just in attorney fees. Because if you went to an attorney and had them write a letter, it's going to be $300 to $500, sometimes more, but they're going to save that just right off the top from attorney fees. But then when you start looking at what they save, and again, some are smaller issues, $30, $50, $100, but we've had insurance claims where the insurance company says, we're not going to cover that, and it's $6,000. One letter from their law firm, the insurance company changes their mind and decides to cover it. We've had warranty issues for repair that's $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 that should be covered under the warranty, but the warranty company says, no, we're not going to cover that. One letter from the law firm, the warranty company changes their mind. Says, oh, yes, absolutely, that should be covered. We've had car repair issues. We've had landlord issues where members save hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars because they have their membership. Checks, real hard cash that is deposited or that's given to those members because they had a law firm write a letter. Last year, Legal Shield members that we know of, last year saved over $21 million or got back over $21 million just by having a letter written on their behalf. Can you see how this gets to the point fairly quickly where our members benefit more than the little $500 that we're going to get off of a membership? Number two, identity theft restoration. This is an easy one. When a member has ID Shield and they become a victim of identity theft, that is when ID Shield's world-class restoration is going to come in and save that member, on average, well over 100 hours of their time because the investigators are going to do the cleanup on behalf of that member. I got a great email last night from Mike Scott up in Ohio, who sent me an article. This is one that we'll need to get on our site because this is a great article. It's from U.S. News and World Report. It's talking about their reviews of identity theft protection companies in 2020, and the article is how LegalShield is named, or ID Shield rather, is named one of the best identity theft protection companies, period. And that's by U.S. News and World Report. And it's got a great, the whole article is great. Got a great quote from Scott Grissom, our chief product officer, and talks about, you know, how it's an honor for ID Shield to be selected as one of the best identity theft protection companies, period, out there in the market, period. And what a great report that is. What a great article. You could Google it and find it. Just put in U.S. News and World Report ID Shield. I'm sure it'll come up. But we'll get that up on our site as well because that's a fantastic article. It should be named one of the best identity theft companies out there. I believe it is the best. I don't believe it's one of the. I believe it is the best identity theft, and it's because of this restoration that these licensed investigators provide. Again, not just experts, not just specialists, but licensed investigators who can do, by a limited power of attorney, do the restoration work on behalf of the member. Again, what is a member's time worth? What is 100 hours of a person's time worth? Well, if they're just making 10 bucks an hour, then 100 hours of their time, let's do the math on that because I want to make sure I get it wrong or I get it right. 100 hours times $10 an hour is $1,000. Am I saying that right? Is that right? Well, yeah, that's more than $500. So that doesn't seem right, but I guess it is. Yeah, $1,000 that they would save. The reality is most people's time is worth a whole lot more than $10 an hour. But easily, we get above that $500 mark that we gain just by using that restoration. That's not including a case that might go 200 or 300 or 400 or even more hours because they are dealing with criminal identity theft or medical identity theft. And again, if an investigator can come in and take that off of a person's plate to where they don't have to deal with that, and they can use that time instead to be productive, that is going to benefit them a whole lot more than the $500 that we benefit from. And number one is an easy one, and I would bet you that most of you know where I'm going with this. Number one is the will, because it's such a great savings for our members. For the 70% of Americans that don't have a currently updated last will or testament, they can sign up for LegalShield, and as soon as they get on, there's no waiting period on this, as soon as they get on, they can get that will done, a full comprehensive will that on average is going to save them about $1,500. And the reason that I put that at number one, several reasons. One, I mentioned, so many people can use that. The majority, 70% of the people that you go in and into a group and talk to, they need that. They need it right now. They can use that right now. So it's something that so many people can benefit, but it's a big ticket item. It's expensive to get a will done. $1,500 is not chump change. And a person can save, a family can save $1,500, literally their first month of signing up. You haven't even gotten your full $500 yet because you haven't even gotten any residuals. You got maybe an upfront commission, but you haven't even been on the trip yet. You probably didn't get the incentive or the bonus yet. So you haven't even gotten your full $500 in benefit and in commissions. But they can automatically save three times that by just getting their will done. I say all that, folks, and I'm going to sum it up with this. I wanted to kind of go through those 10 things. One, to just maybe review some different parts of our plan, because that product knowledge is a good thing, and it's something that I hope that we can be passionate about when we're out there meeting with companies, meeting with decision makers, and certainly presenting these benefits to employees. But two, at the end of the day, when I say that we have a mission here, that we're on a crusade to go out and protect families, and when I say that by doing that, those families are benefiting a whole lot more than you and I are benefiting, I want you to know that I really mean that. I mean it with all my heart, that we need to be more purpose-driven. Do I want you to go out and sell more memberships before the end of this month so that you can get yourself a nice bonus, so that you can qualify for different commission levels, so that you can get more incentives and obviously get commissions on that? Yes, yeah, for sure I do. But beyond that, And I would say, more importantly than that, I want you to go out and protect people. I want you to give people access to something that without you, they're not going to have. Without you coming into their lives, they're not going to have access to one of the best law firms in their state. They're not going to have that peace of mind and that empowerment and that ability to save thousands and thousands of dollars through this membership. They're not going to have that if you and I don't take this responsibility a little more seriously. So let's go out and let's do it, and don't feel bad about the benefit that we get, but don't forget that that benefit pales in comparison to the benefit that these members get by being Legal Shield and ID Shield members. And with that, Mark, thanks for the time this morning. I'll go ahead and turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Wow, what a power pack call. Super motivating to go out and offer more memberships out there. I totally agree with you. The member benefits a lot better more than we do. And the good thing is we benefit as well. So it's a win-win. And, you know, that's why I've been doing this for over 25 years, because everyone wins. The member wins. We win. The law firms win. They love serving our members and helping them. I love hearing the law firms speak at our conventions about their passion and belief in the product that we offer out there. And that really, again, you know, rebuilds my belief and faith in what we're doing out there. Thanks again, Mike, for pouring out so much information and passion and belief in the service. We feel that in a big way. Once again, I just want to remind everyone we have our last B2B webinar this Wednesday. It's our certification webinar. It's from 10 a.m. to noon Central Time. Be sure to register. You can click on the calendar icon in the Success Team back office to register. We appreciate, again, Stephanie Panchishan joining us on the call today. Look forward to seeing many of you this Friday and Saturday in Cookeville for our leadership training, our Success Academy, the last team event of the year. And we are going to announce some great and exciting things for the year 2020. Happy holidays to everyone. Hope you have an incredible week. And we'll join you on the call this Thursday evening as well, our leadership training call. God bless you. Have a great day, everyone.